Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I take back the show reins and we welcome you back for the E-Block, we're about to go walking in Memphis, folks. Located in the 16th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1796 and known as the Volunteer State. You know, we last checked in on the home of blues, birthplace of rock and roll, and my favorite city for barbecue back on our August 19th, 2017 live broadcast. So we're making Memphis the focus of today's Destination Spotlight. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Spring into Spinners and save 15% this weekend at TravelPro.com, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, whether it's upcoming spring or summer travel, which will be here before we know it. An important getaway or business travel, one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. And Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers. And why? Because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage, save 15% on spinners at TravelPro.com, or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, as Robert said at the rejoin, this song will be in my head all weekend now. We're going to do some walking in Memphis. Waiting to connect with us on the show hotline is the CEO of Memphis Tourism, Kevin Kane.
Kevin, well, listen, 5 years, 8 months have passed since we last spotlighted Memphis. That is way too long. We welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Robert, it's great to be with you and Mary today. I'll tell you, a lot has happened in the last 5 years and 8 months, I can tell you that.
Well, we're going to get into that. So listen, I want to start with barbecue and food, because any reputable list out there always touts Memphis locations, you know, for barbecue. If they don't, frankly, folks around the country, they're not legitimate. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about barbecue and food. Give us an idea of how things are going there with you, because I could probably eat something from the Rendezvous once a week at least.
Well... So can I. You know, there's a handful of cities and states around the country that really brag about having great barbecue. Everybody knows about North Carolina and Texas and, of course, Kansas City. But I'll tell you, right there at the top of the list, it can go toe-to-toe with any of those destinations is Memphis barbecue.
Yeah,
it has a flavor of its own. We have over 130 barbecue restaurants, different barbecue offerings in the Memphis area. You know, it's a southern pit. Cooked, it's smoked, it's we got dry ribs, we got wet ribs, you know, we got everything barbecued. So and of course we're only a few weeks away. In the middle of May we'll have our annual Memphis in May International Barbecue Cooking Contest, which brings barbecue teams from literally all over the world come to Memphis for 4 days to see who has the best of the best. And that's an annual event that we've been doing for over 30 years.
All right. Well, it sounds great, and I hate to move us away from barbecue, guys, but I got to move us to music.
Well, they go hand in
because
hand.
Memphis and music go hand in hand. I think everyone associates Beale Street, of course, with Memphis, the blues scene, Sun Studio, a.k.a. the birthplace of rock and roll, Kevin. I would think the recent Elvis movie has boosted tourism to Graceland, but you mentioned Memphis in May. It's not just barbecue. It looks like some kind of festival. It looks like it runs quite a while, so why don't you tell us what else is going on music-wise and how big that festival is?
Well, part of the Memphis in May month-long of celebrations, obviously we celebrate our barbecue, but at the beginning of the month, we celebrate music, not just Memphis music, but great music from all over the country. And, you know, we're the home of the blues, soul, and rock and roll. There's a lot of connections to the roots of America music in a lot of different genres. And once again, we bring close to 12 million visitors a year from literally all over the world. And the primary reason why most people come to Memphis and visit Memphis is because of the music.
So I would agree with you on that. But I want to ask you about the Pink Palace family of museums. That is not something Robert and I have done on our visits to Memphis, but we'd like to. So why don't you just briefly share what that
it's
is
It's been
for
brought
our
up
listeners.
To us by
yeah,
people. You got to go do it.
It's been recommended to do it.
Well, you know, interesting story about the Pink Palace. It was Clarence Saunders who really invented revolutionized grocery shopping. He had the first self-service supermarket market with Piggly Wiggly stores back in the 20s. And, of course, unfortunately, he got hit by the Great Depression when the stock market crashed in the 20s. And he was building this huge mansion in the center of Memphis and later called the Pink Palace. And unfortunately, he never finished it. It was turned over to the city, and it's been a museum, a city museum, for almost a century now. And obviously, there's a lot of from a planetarium, an IMAX theater, and a lot of great treasures bring a lot of people, a lot of things to different things to experience.
Well, look, we're going to have to check that as something different. All right, really quick, we only got about 45 seconds really, but river cruise. We couldn't talk about that in Memphis and not bring it up. So how big and how important is that, and how's it doing since cruising's return from the pandemic?
Well, American Queen Line has been sailing, and Memphis has been one of their primary stops between New Orleans and to the south, and, of course, Chicago to the north. And, you know, Memphis is no different. We're right in the middle of all that. And now we have Viking Cruises has entered the river cruising. And now we have regular stops on with Viking Cruise Lines with river cruising. River cruising, as you guys know, is very, very popular, growing in popularity, and Memphis is right in the middle of it.
Well, it certainly is. I know American Cruise Lines is another company that folks that operates there. Kevin, listen, this goes by quick. We wanted to have the touch base with you today. I'm glad we were able to do that. We will touch base again much sooner than 5 years and 8 months. Folks, if you want more information, MemphisTravel.com, MemphisTravel.com. Have a great weekend, Kevin.
Thank you, Robert. Mary, good talk to you today.
You as well. Take care, Kevin.
Here, y'all. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, well, nice quick touch base there, Mary, but nice to hear from
Kevin. Let's get this show to Memphis soon.
All right, Memphis is how we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two will kick off next with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. Plus, we still have coming your way the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen, Write Stuff, Museum Gallery segments, a lot more. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show, folks. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.